Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host as always. And today we're going to talk about how to invest in your people and your team. I'm going to give you some gold on this topic as it's one of my strong suits as I've had a lot of practice at it and I screwed it up for too many years. But what that screwing up did was teach me how to do it. So my ask is, since I'm here to give this to you, provide value to you, and explain to you how it's done, that you drop a review if you have not, post it on your socials if you have not, and send this show to a friend if you have not. So with that said, let's talk about how to invest in your people and your team. All right, number one, and most importantly, care about your people, your team, as humans first. Speaking to entrepreneurs and business owners primarily here, okay, care about your people as humans first. So what does that mean? Care about their needs as a human first. We're not here to teach them how to make you more money first. I'm saying care about them, their family, their situations that they're going through, their household, their weekend, their pets, their car, their wedding, their anniversary, their dinner, everything, their wants, their needs, everything. Care about them as a human first. Before you start investing anything else into them, invest your time, your listening, your expertise about them and their human needs first, which will show your people and your team that you care about them. And if you have that trust with your team, they are way more likely to not only stick around, but perform while they're around because they know that the boss, that the leader, that the entrepreneur, that the visionary, that the whoever you are actually cares about them. Number two is a piggyback off number one, develop them as humans first. So whatever they're going through and need help with, maybe they don't know how to open a savings account. Maybe they don't know how to invest their money, buy a house, buy a car, put their kids in private school, anything and everything that you can help them with when it comes to being a human and a good human and a progressive human first, take the opportunity to develop them as humans first, before you do anything else when it comes to the business. This will reinforce that you not only care about them, but you care about their trajectory as humans more than their trajectory as an employee within your company. And the byproduct of that is they'll live a better life, their family will live a better life, they'll make more money, you'll make more money, and the company will be more successful because you took the time to develop them as humans first. Number three, support them attending personal development seminars, events, Zooms, anything. Encourage them to take time off from the company and go to whatever they want to do to learn more of, to help them progress as a human. Offer to pay them for their time off. Offer to pay for the event, or maybe pay for half of the event, or maybe pay for the expenses of the event on the company to help them and show them that you care about them learning their personal development and their wants and needs. You as the leader, as the boss, as the entrepreneur, showing these sorts of things to your people that you support them and want to help them financially and help them with taking time off and paying them with their time off to go and do these sorts of things will not only reinforce that you care, but will reinforce that you want to see them grow for the long term and you're providing them a career rather than a job. Number four, and this is where I see most business owners go wrong because they try to do this from the start, which is now you teach them how to be better at their jobs. After you've invested in them personally and as a human and showed them that you cared and built that relationship, then you teach them how to be better as a professional, how to be better as an employee, how to be better as a high performer, how to be better to make you more money as the owner by teaching them skills to produce more. This is what I see messed up the most, because most business owners don't realize that their approach of training their employees to make more money fundamentally can be looked at as selfish. And I don't say that to upset anyone. I was guilty of this too until I understood this concept. Once I understood this concept, once I instituted this concept for me and my people, not only did my people grow rapidly, but so did my companies, and you could do it too. All right, that's what I got for you today, guys, when it comes to investing in your team and people. My intent here is to add value, is to provide some information for you, is to help you guys, is to teach you from my mistakes fundamentally. And I've had a lot of practice on this one. So if you got anything from this show, send it to a friend directly, post it on socials, and definitely leave a review talking about how great this show is and how much you learned. Until next time, guys, I'll catch you later. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Well, I'm born. Born, then. Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer.